ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doc, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures long. Father, we bless you, 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 we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. You see, I was trying to figure out what to share with you. Yeah. And just as we were sitting there, my wife and daughter sent me a Father's Day message, and I almost started crying as Doc was, but as I was laughing, was helping it eat the tears, so they did not know I was crying. But this message would help any one of us. So I wasn't sure where I was going. See, this is the way God leads me. I stay studied up. Sometimes I'll tell people, don't study to preach. And some of them will think I'm saying they shouldn't study. What I'm saying is, don't study to share with people. You study for your own life. You minister from the overflow. If it's not working for you, you have no right to prescribe it for somebody else. It has to work in your own life. Amen. Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of living. You see, that word that you see, religion, when you look at it, look at the Greek, the Hebrew, and you translate it or transcribe it into English, it says a return to bondage. So Christianity is not a religion. It's not a return to rules and regulation. Hallelujah. It's a way of life. It's a way of life. Why? It says the wages of sin is dead, but the gift, and it's a free gift, is eternal life. So it's a relationship. It's a way of living. Are you still here? So Father, we thank you that we're going to spend a few minutes to look at this word, the way of living. We thank you, Father, because your word says the entrance of your word will give light and it will give understanding. You also said in your word that with all our getting, we should get understanding. So Father, we trust you as fathers that we will get understanding. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I was watching the video you played earlier and I almost started crying. Ah, daddy lies. Why? Because that father and every father, almost everybody, and this would be good for all of us, whether we are fathers, your kids, your young men, the fragrance, that was powerful. Whether you're single, married or not, this will help you. This will help you. You see, in Ephesians 6:18, it says, praying with all manners of prayer. There's a word there, all. A modern translation says, praying with all types. Another one will say, praying with all kinds of prayer. So you see, when it says all types, all kinds, all manners, that means there must be more than one. For instance, I don't know if you've had breakfast. How many of us had breakfast? I'm not much of a breakfast person, but in the hotel where we're staying, you have continental and tiwa tiwa. For instance, there was one day they were serving, they called it all tribes pepper soup. So I picked. I still didn't see what was inside, so I scooped one into a plate. In that, they had different kind of protein. Brother Tox was with me. Brother Tox says, that is stripe. That's our body over there. That's roundabout. So it was all kinds. Obviously, if I went to rice, there's boiled, parboiled, fried, jollof rice, yellowed, diced with green pepper. See, still all types. And all of them have different processes in making them. You know, if you've ever eaten outside, don't raise up your hand in case you're sitting next to your wife. And she told you, don't go to Mama Put. But you went without telling her. So when you are there, you tell Mama, put that one. The one that is around. The fried one. The boiled one. The grazed one. You know what I mean? So they're all different times. And they're cooked differently. Now I'm visual, so that's why I make those kind of things. Because it will stay with you. If they're different, then they are made differently. So what we've done in Christendom is we've taken a bucket and thrown prayer in there. So when they say pray, you just take pray and you just start praying. And sometimes you think praying is to make a demand of God. You think that's the sum total of our prayer. No, Mark 11. If you look at that place, that story when Jesus went back and forth, and after cursing the tree, and the disciples saw it, and they said, ah, Jesus, that tree which you cursed. I'm not going because I know this is a teaching church. You've been taught, so I'm just rehearsing it. He died from his root. And Jesus said, yes, have faith in God. A better rendition says, have the God kind of faith. One place says this, this is how my faith works. Then he went on and said something. What did he say? For verily, verily, I say unto you. That scripture that we think Brother Hagin wrote. But it was there before Brother Hagin came on the scene. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. But shall believe that those things that we said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. So that really covers our faith in saying. But do you know, if you notice the next verse, 24, that deals in prayer, and now said, therefore. You see, when you see the word therefore, find out where it was therefore. First of all, he says, this is how your faith works. Then he's talked about your saying it. Now he said, because you're saying something that is in line with your faith, therefore pray this same. What things soever, therefore I say to you, what things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive. In other words, your faith will work this way, by saying it or by praying it. But if you're going to pray, you're still going to say something. Are you still here? So there are no silent prayers. There are no mind prayers. You have to say it. So all those prayers requires you saying something. Now remember, I said there are different kinds. There are different kinds. I want to major on one that most people don't think is a prayer. When you see people say, make a prayer of commitment, they believe, God, I'm just committing myself to following you. True, but it's a little bit much more than that. See, the Bible says, anything that is done that is not of faith is what? Now, we all think that God has a grading system on sin. Fornication, 92. Lying. You know the white swan that you always lie? 5. I'm robbery 101 out of 100. Stealing supply from the supply room. You know we all do it. 11. You know that's how we think. Because sometimes when they announce that guy has, they found 10 billion euros on that. He's a thief. Lock him up. What if they found 2 pens that belong to your employer in your car? Moving along. Did you see how we think? All right. He says, anything that is not of faith, is sin. Now, that girl obviously loved her father. So she can see the cares that he's carrying. And we try to protect our loved ones that we're not carrying their cares. Mm-hmm. All right. First Peter, you turn there. We're going to look at it. So that's what I'm going to deal with. I want to deal with that video. Because I was crying where I was. I'd started crying. Because who has not done it? Whether you're a father or a mother, we've all done it. How many of us here have a certain concern? You know, sometimes you don't want to say you're worried. But I say, no, I'm not worried. I'm just slightly concerned. Or someone says, me, anxiety. I have no anxiety. Just once in a while, I can't sleep. Do You know, it's the same thing. I'm not worried though. As you are looking at me, I have no cares. There's just a thought. I just think, you know, I'm a thinker. Are we here? I'm not going to tell you anything you've not heard. You need to understand this is how I teach. There's no need for me to come here and start speaking grammar I can about the analytics, homiletics, and all that deep things. No, this is where we live. See, as a pastor, you're a generalist. So you live where your people live. So we want to help us have a good life. Amen. John says it for you. The thief cometh, but to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I am come that you might what? Have life. I like one translation says that you might have a good life. Enjoy it and let it flow to the overflow. Amen. So we want to talk about how to do that. So how you're not encumbered. Do you know if you carry so much care, it has you strapped? Classical example. Ah, God, should I take that job? Should I not? Should I? You come, you'll be there. Should I? Pastor, should I? Auntie, should I? Should I? Should I? You'll be there. 5 years from now, should I? No. It tightens you down. Ah, should I marry him? Should I? Let me start with bread. God, should I ask her? Should I ask her? Then you agree when somebody else has gone and asked. Then she said yes. I said, God, but you told me. She's missing it. Then you have the God to go and tell her she missed it in her life. But the anxiety incapacitated you from moving. Should I go to that state? I've got to stay where you live. Amen. Someone said to me, ah, Pastor, you're still teaching this. I think I told Pastor Ayo this. I went to Ibadan about 3-4 years ago. One of my egbons in the Lord said, Pastor, you're still at this level? I said, yes, sir. You're still teaching this kind of faith? I said, yes, sir. He said, we have left that. I said, I know you respect your elder. I said, what did you go to? He said, we have gone into the deep inner workings of the deep patterns of God. So if you came thinking we will teach you about inner workings of the deeper things of God, I don't know what you're looking for. Because the Bible says, without faith, without total trust, without total reliance, absolute confidence in him, it's impossible to please him. The righteous one, the justified one, shall have their existence by faith. So faith is not getting something from him, it's how you live through him. Every good gift he's given us. It says, he, the Father, will not spare his only son. Why wouldn't he, with that only son, give us all things? Everybody say that, all things. Then he gave you all at no charge, because it's freely to enjoy. So as a father, as a parent, you should not be encumbered with so much care that even your children will see it. I don't know, should I study medicine or engineering? They say I'm very good at math, so God help me. So you worry throughout jam. Do you know, I had a friend that we sat for an exam and he was trying to figure out whether to do medicine or engineering. The whole 3 hours, he didn't answer any of the papers. When he said 30 more minutes, he said, ah! He sat there. You know, you do it too. Have you ever started your car to go to work and you arrived at work? You didn't remember driving. You went to a spa. Or was that with them? Supermarket share, ShopRite. You were on auto drive. Then you got to check out. You're like, when did I buy this? I wasn't planning. There were a lot of things that were weighing you down. When you're weighed down by so much, you can't see beyond yourself. Now that's what's happening in this country now. We're weighed down by everything that is happening. We can't see beyond ourselves. 2 Timothy says, first of all, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, giving of thanks be made for all men, for those who are in authority. When you say to church people that they say, he's not in my party, did I vote for him? The kind of prayer is God killing. God doesn't, God gets him, God remove him, God bring him down. God. But the Bible says that we pray for them for whose benefit? So we might lead peaceable and quiet life. First of all, you are already running around. You're full of anxiety. You don't have time to pray for anybody. That's why if you're so encompassed with care and anxiety and concerns, you cannot see beyond yourself. Now, remember I said that if anything is done not in faith, the Bible says it's sin. So if God says to do something and I'm not doing it, I'm rebelling against his word. Aren't I? I'm so glad you agreed. You know, you are the one that said yes, so I was minding my own business. Philippians 4:6. Be careful, I'm going to speed up a little bit, for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be what? Let your request be what? Let your request be what? Now, this is one of those prayers I talked about in Ephesians 6:18, when I was talking all kinds. All kinds. So we think that when I'm committing my ways to the Lord, that all I'm saying, God, I give you all of me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use it. We sing it, but we don't do it. You know we don't do it. How do I know we don't do it? 1 Peter 5:7. Amplify. You're in the spirit, just we'll hang out together. It says, cast all. How many?
All.
How many?
All.
How many?
All.
How many?
All.
Cast all of your cares. I like Amplify because whether you call it care, anxiety, irono, suggestion, is all covered in there. Casting all of your cares, all your worries, all your concerns. You see, the word cast means to throw away from you a long distance. So that you don't have to take it with you as you live. I didn't want to use your Bible. Can you catch it? This is it. Cast. A long way. On whom? Once and for all. For he. Who is he talking about? So come and pretend to be Baba God. So when I'm committing my ways to him as a father, as a parent, he says, cast a long distance from you those concerns, school fees, my children's salvation, the wayward child, my wife doesn't like me, while I'm on it. It is not your business how your spouse treats you. Your business is how you treat your spouse. Because it says love prefers the other in love. So whether she made your dinner, looked at you ugly, say you are not a man, you're supposed to still love that person. Well, he said that, you know, you've been putting on weight. While I'm at it, she put on weight. After she came back to three boys with big heads like your own, she put on weight. She put on weight. Have you looked at yourself lately? Only God knows when you give back to that thing you've been carrying around. I don't know where that came from. You're still God. Don't go away. Because you were all looking too serious. I needed to make you laugh. Cast a long way from you But this is what we do. Usually when we curse, then you're leaving. Ah! He has done it for me. As you are dancing, you cast it. As you are dancing, I got homework. Rent. I thought he said curse. Another song that we sing. Somebody threw me a song. Oh, yeah, you singing. Baba. Baba Tisha. On your way out. Oh, Tisha. Baba Tisha. Come on now. Oh, Tisha. Baba Tisha. Onto. So what you've done with the thing that was buying you Leru was to let Baba She. But as soon as you walked out, the same thing that you said Baba Tishe that was buying you Leru, as soon you will stretch your hand and carry it again out. The Bible says, don't be them like them who looked at them in themselves in the mirror and immediately forgot what manner of man they are. It says cast. It says what? Cast. Once and for all. For who cares for you? Do you know he didn't say you should cast it on your pastor? He's not your Jesus. He has to do his own casting. Pastor, you don't know what I've been going through. Somebody said that to me when I said, he said, me too. I have been going through something. You don't know what I said. He said, Pastor, you don't. I said, even you don't know what I have been going through. I said, let me tell you my own. This was his response. I thought they said you were your pastor. I said, I am under the chief shepherd. So what you cannot give to him, don't give to me. I'm taking my own. You better take your own. And I left. Do I look like Jesus? I did not die for you. That's what my wife. That's what my wife tells me. Especially in that COVID time. Some of my friends were sick. They were in the hospital. I was like, baby, can I go? I need to lay hands. He said, lay hands on what? You know how she's very quiet. She said, the Bible says, send the word. I think non-Yoruba is here, I'm sorry. In other words, sit your backside down. Now, as a pastor, as a minister, as a father, your default is like you want to run and help them. You're not Jesus. He's not your church, he's his church. Do you understand? As a parent, I remember when my mother said, when she heard I was traveling, she said, you, I have cast you into his hands. If not, that worry will kill you. You know, the word disease comes from the word. It's an old English word. It says, it's a state where you are not at ease, where you are not at rest. You see, rest does not mean inactivity. Rest means trust. Let me give you an example. I think in Samuel it says, with stammering lips, yet will I speak with them. It said they will not listen. But therein lies their rest. Talking about tongues. Let me give you an example. If you start speaking in tongues now, it requires you trusting God that His Holy Spirit is giving you utterance. It's an expression of your faith. Therein lies the rest. Therein lies the rest. But they won't listen. But they won't listen. But they won't listen. If I trust God, if I totally rely on Him, do you think He can hold me? If I totally rely on Him, I should just relax, quickly. No rains. School fees. I give you prayer. You are God now. Are you okay?
I didn't tire out.
Okay. We need the Trinity. Oh, yeah, come. Brother just says, I can do all things. Father, give it. Because if you know my wife is watching, you can't just be dropping me anyhow. You just see one hand come to this. Lay hands on you. Why are we doing this way? I believe God wants to make this funny. So it stays imprinted in your memory. And if don't blame me, it was Dr. He brought the anointing. Catch Dr. Molulu. It's not that serious. People think, you're not wicked. The Bible says it's the wicked that, no, smile. He that sits on the throne laughs. I remember when someone I love so said, joy is the serious business of heaven. Nobody's heaven is running around. You think we're going to get there, trying to use our faith? No. Oh, that's for another day. If I'm at rest, I'm trusting that the whole of Trinity has got me. Don't you know this is a good position? I give myself away. He says, because He cares about you. Now, with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. So if I, thank you, gentlemen, except God, you can still, Jesus and the Holy Ghost are going to rest. If I know He watches over me, you need to be able to leave those on to Baileru. Because she said, Baba Tishe, if He has done it, you leave them there. You leave them there. So people always ask me, so Pastor D, don't you have thoughts? Of course, I have thoughts. Three brothers, can you stand here? You see, man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. The part of you that got born again is your spirit. Your soul contains your emotions, your thinking faculty. That's why the Bible says to renew this part. As you renew with the word, it lines up with your spirit. Your body wants to do its own. They in union will tell the body, line up with us, come on. But if you do nothing with this, you're in trouble. But does it mean you're not born again? You still are. You still are. So that Omotombayalero, what do you do with it? Thank you so much. I'm glad you asked. In Mark and Luke, it says, take no thought. Take no thought. Take no thought. Brother Egan said this. How many of you noticed that? How many of you can count all the birds? Now, don't think about people in the village. One bird flying somewhere. How many of you can count or number all the birds that have ever flown over your head? You know, as you're walking, there are birds flying in the sky. Brother Egan said this, you cannot stop a bird from flying over your head, but you certainly can stop one from building his nest there. Yeah. So don't take thoughts and build it in there. How do you take them? He said, say. Say. Omuto bami leru baba tishe o tishe o tishe o baba tishe o tishe o baba tishe o omuto. I don't know. This is the sum total of my dance. O tishe o. If you don't speak Yoruba, what the Lord has done for me, hey, I cannot tell. Hey.
What a long gift of me. I cannot tell you what the Lord has done for me. I cannot tell you. He saved me and washed me in his blood.
So we can say what?
So I can shout hallelujah. I can shout hallelujah. I can shout praise the Lord.
You just finished singing now. You just cast your care. You are adding now. Ah, Baba, what about that rent? You know, we talked about it too. And we just lost our job. Do you know how many people lost their job last year? One guy said, "But Pastor D, I'm in faith." This is why I didn't know what to say. I just said this. It came out of my spirit. I said, "There's a better one waiting for you." Someone said, "You're just faith. It's not a spare tire when you're in trouble. This is how you live your life." I didn't fall sick. I started quoting healing scriptures. There's no way I don't go with some scriptures on employment, on promotion. I say to myself every morning, I'm the favored of God. The favor of God encompasses the righteous. I'm just a favor going somewhere to happen. I'm the solution my company needs. If they let me go, that's their problem. I'm about to happen somewhere else. Someone says, you are just saying it. That's why I'm having it. That is why I'm having it. I've walked. See, I can't talk about you, but I can talk about God's goodness. I'm not bragging. I'm boasting in his faithfulness. The Bible says, we judge him faithful. Paul said that I believe God. In all the years I've walked out of this country, I've never applied for a position. Only one. So I came back from UK to help National Bank start their consumer banking. When I got married and went back to the States, teller job self, they didn't give me. They said I was overqualified. So we had to start again from the scratch, believing God's word. Now people come, they say, we see your name in the ledge. Do you know someone here? And they refer to our dad as Baba, because some of them know him. They said, does Baba have shares, connection? I said, no, but I have a God. I have another Father. Almighty Father, he is King. I have that one. I have him. I'm trying to help somebody. You have him. You have him. You have him. You have all the connection you need. Here. Here. So instead of, if you've cast it, so what did you do with those toys? It says, take no thought. Saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Now, does that mean you should not make plans? It's not saying that. It says, don't be consumed about this. Look at the birds. Look at the flowers. Isn't my Father sufficient enough? Friends, he is not a source. He's our only source. You think you're living from your salary? No. Bible says he will bless the works of my hands. Bible says he teaches my hands how to profit. Father Abraham said, I have lifted my hands up to the Lord that no man can say they made me rich. You see how you walk it. So when you walk at that door, you say, you don't even have a job. It's Father's Day. What are we going to eat? Once I was young. Now I'm getting mature. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Neither is my seed begging bread. I'm just not taking thought. I'm taking another one. I'm taking another one. Somebody say, but Pastor D, I tried this faith. Nobody told you to try it. They just said, do the word. It didn't work. You said it now. That's why it's not working. God's word. Say that with me. God's word.
God's word.
God's word.
God's word.
He's working in me.
He's
working for me.
He's working through me.
The just ones. How many just people do we have here? How many justified ones? How many righteous people do we have here? We have our existence by our trust, by our reliance, by our moral persuasion that he is able to do exactly what his word says he can do. He's a good father.
He's a good father. He's a good father. He's a good father. Amen. Amen. Am I saying anything new? No, I'm just reminding you. I'm just reminding you. This thing works. This is how we live. It just reminds me. He was telling me when you sang that song, your favorite song. So my daughter was 3. You know how your children are? Like Doc said earlier, when they just reminded Father's Day at the end, we have one last day, who shall we give? You know how your children, Daddy, can I have? Can I want? I will take. I'm going to. The mommy says, baby, the rent is due. The school dues are next week. Association dues. Light water dues. Have you written the check? Even though if she's working, you know, it's a communal pool. Everything is going out. And you start thinking, do I look like Jehovah? To them, you are Jehovah Jireh, the many-breasted one. So my job is to trust him. I was driving my daughter to school. She was just going to be 4. I said, she doesn't ask me for a lot. She just said, can I have? After a while, I was just tired. I was like, I don't have money. Ah. In all my life, I've only raised my voice to her once. As soon as that thing came out of my mouth, I was repenting. She was just quiet. Then I heard this in the back seat. Have a good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. She's 4. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. Have a good father. Who you are. And who you are. And who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. Then she kept quiet. I was thinking, what is she trying to tell me? Then I just heard, Dad, don't worry about it. He told me the money will come. I just put her in school. There's a gas station across from my school. I just started crying. That child knows who our father is more than I do. The Bible says we should judge him faithful. So I started crying. I called my wife. Baby, she said, Claudie. But she told me we were in an accident. Then she caught herself, you know. She already said, Claudie. Then she caught herself. And I had those machine gun tongues. Oh, brother, I said, baby, relax. Yeah, nothing happened. We're okay. I said, this is what happened. She said, is that why you're crying? Repent, son, keep going on. It looks funny, but you know this is where we live. This is where we live. So I want you, one last exercise. God is still here. Amen. Hallelujah. He's enjoying being God. It's so easy to teach in Lighthouse. Pastor Ayo, I am having so much fun. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
See, if you go somewhere and you cannot tangibly say this was what you took out of the service, you just wasted your time. There's one thing you can't recover. There's an asset that you cannot recover. That's time. I remember asking one of my friends when I was on the road. I said, what did Pastor? He said, Pastor D, the meeting was dangerous. I said, I understand. What did the pastor teach? In fact, it was very hot. I was like, hey. What did pastor teach? Pastor said, pastor, you know, he's on another level. He was flowing. And my pastor, when he prays, he's always saying, thank you, Holy Ghost. Walk through the house, move, touch, deliver, make free, etc. He said, pastor was just moving. I said, how did he move? Ah, a miss. Did that bless me? I was more confused before I asked him the question. Because I was like, you shall they go in the meeting. That's why the psalmist says, with all your getting, get understanding. So if I stood there, quoted all manners of Greek, Hebrew, the word of God is so simple, you need a preacher to confuse you. All the grammar, the techniques, the steps. No. Jeremiah says, he says, your word did I research, did I find. He says, like a man researching for treasure. He says, I ate it. It was a joy to my soul. It was delightsome to me. That's why I enjoy teaching this way. This is how he told me to teach. Let me explain a little bit because it helps people receive. I asked God, I said, why do I teach this way? Why do I study and I get to a meeting, you change it? And he quoted himself. He said, you know, I was in that place to teach and I answered them saying. So I was like, okay, let me go see what he was saying. If you watch him in his teaching ministry, sometimes he'll go somewhere and he'll answer them. The next, if you read it in Luke, Luke will now say, they say, knowing their thoughts, he said. So how it works for me, I'll go into a place because I stayed prayed up. I stayed studied. There's no way you stay prayed up that you don't pick things up in your spirit. I'm trying to help you. So you sense something. He said to me, teach along those lines when I lead you. He said, it will help the people more than all your research, your Greek, your Hebrew. That's why I teach this way, in obedience to that. Hallelujah. And I found that if you receive it, if you receive it, let me give an example. For the past 1 year, when I travel and I land, the first thing I go, I used to visit one particular sister and just share that God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. And she has been believing God for his spouse for years. Then a couple of weeks ago, she just came and said, Pastor D, someone that I knew, we went to school together, we're together, we're friends. He just said, what are you doing? We need to get married, just like that. He said, Pastor, just like that. I said, what does your heart say? Well, I don't have any check. The thing is just making me happy. I said, what do you want me to say? Do I look like God? Did you pray? Then while we were in conference, she forwarded the guy's father's text to her. The guy might be here. I love you. But I'm using your example to bless us. And the father said, we know our wife. You see, that has nothing to do with us. That's just God walking through both of them to connect them. That's what God's word can do. Do you understand? And he will do that in any area of your life. I'm getting ready to close. So whatever you're going through, cast it to him because he cares for you. Now he told you, don't take any thought. You say, but the thoughts come. Yes, they do. Take another thought from God's word. And I'll show you what I mean by that. I'm going to do this. When I say start, I want you to start counting from 1 to 10. Listen to the instruction. When I say start, start counting from 1 to 10. When I clap my hands, I want to shout your name real loud. Is that okay? Can we do that? When I say start, we're going to start counting from 1 to 10. When I clap my hands, shout your name. Are we ready? Start.
1, 2, 3.
Say loud.
5, 6, 7.
What happened to your count? And that's what the word does. It arrests that thought. That's why it says casting down every thought, every imagination. Most of us think it is a battle. Bye-bye, cast it down. I bind it. No. The way you cast it, one translation says, throw it away from you to a distance. Let it capture it. It's with another thought. This thought. You will not live long. The Bible says, with long life will you satisfy me. This business cannot profit. You said that you will teach my hands to profit. People just don't like you. Thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous and encompass him with favor of a shield. Can this thing work? Where will you find money for it? For my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I don't know who to marry. I don't know what job to take, where to go. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Am I a son, gender neutral, male or female? I ought to be led, and I am led. there's a pandemic. Because your name has been named over me. No evil comes near me. No pandemic comes near my dwelling. Economy is going down. When people say there is a casting down, for me, there is a lifting up. Everybody's running around. If God be for me, who can be against me? That man is a difficult man. I did his contract. He's not releasing money. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Dr. Omolosi said, this sickness might be on to death. Surely, himself took my infirmities. He took. That word took means he carried. Actually, when we see it, the Greek word said this. He grabbed. From you. The chastisement necessary for your shalom. The Greek says, you're nothing missing, nothing broken. Was laid upon me. The word chastisement. Necessary for my nothing missing, nothing broken. Someone was saying, we esteemed him. We thought it was what he did. No, he took. Not what he did. He took. And by those stripes, I'm ill. First Peter 2 says, I was, or we were. We were, we were, we were, we were, we were. Judge him faithful. Amen. We judge him faithful. Have a good Father.
It's who you are.
It's who you are.
It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
See, this is what I want you to do. The Bible says love never fails. He doesn't have it. He is love. It talks of Jesus being the express image of his person to us. If he did not withhold his only son from you, why won't he, along with that son, freely give you all things to enjoy? This, our religion is not... I'm looking for the... It's not... Say, help me out. I'm looking for an English word. Come on. I'll probably help you. It's not a crutch. We're not just crutching on God. He's our Father. He's a good Father. Herein we know that he loves us. That we're loved. Because he loves us first. Love motivated him to give Jesus for us. So I know I am loved. You need to rest in God's love for you. He's got you. He's got your life. He's got your future. Don't worry anymore about the future. Psalm 35, I believe 7 says, roll your repose on him. Roll your future on him. Does that mean you don't make plans? You make plans, but roll the care of it. He's able. His thoughts concerning you are good. They're not evil to bring you to an expected end. The jobs are coming. You call them in. Increase is coming. You call them in. Don't think God is going to make money. He's not making. If he prints money now, it will be legal currency because it's only the CBN that can print the money when you speak to it. Tell the devil to get off your money, that business owner, wherever you are. You've not been paid. Tell the devil to take his hands off your money. I was here in 2019. You remember there was one girl that was running up and down
like this that they had not paid in 4 years. You know, they paid her that week. They paid her that week. She called the money in. They had owed her 11 million naira for 4 years. She got home. It was a Saturday night. A Saturday night. Nobody's working in government. She got an email that night. We are sending you your check. She called me the day the check arrived. This thing is working. It's working. See, when we were praying for the sick here yesterday, there was this little girl, deaf on this side of her head. When she came, I said, what's wrong? She said, I'm deaf on this side. And I have problems with my nostrils. I said, yay. He said, you will lay hands on me, lay quickly. So I didn't know, I said, put your finger in there. I said, yeah, open. She said, this. And I said, turn around. I'm not sure if you watch me, we're doing this. She started hearing instantaneously. So I wanted to pray for her about the nose. She said, you don't even need to lay hands on me. That same power that opened this here is opening this. And she walked away. Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. Who told you cannot make it? Are they God? I said, who told you cannot make it? Are they God? Do they look like God? Who told you that you can't make it? He's been made my wisdom. He's been made my sanctification. He that lacks wisdom, he says, ask of him. The Father, he gives liberally. He does not withhold from you. You know what to do. You know what to do. If you do what we just taught you, watch the way your business will change. Watch the way. 2016, teaching on manifestation of the Holy Ghost in the first year in Kaduna, I kept touching this woman. Just saying, you know, maybe she has a shop and she's selling shoes. And everybody is also selling shoes around her. And they're telling her she can't make it. After a while, she said, oh, Pastor, what's wrong? I said, relax. I'm just using an example. She said, actually, I sell shoes. And I didn't know. And a lot of people now open shop around me. So I said, well, if God will move that way supernaturally, that means he wants you to know that it doesn't matter who is selling around you. Favor is not fair. You're favored. People will come from miles away to buy from your shop. It was a Saturday afternoon. So we touched Saturday, Sunday. Then we came back from Port Harcourt. When I entered Kaduna 100 level, they just started running. I said, I said, I only walk. Why are you running around? He said, you're a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. You know what happened to her? Between that Thursday and when we were back in Kaduna, all our stock was gone. Every other shop that was selling shoes sold their stock to her at cost. I thought they said she couldn't make it. I thought they said she cannot sell where there are other people selling. No. If he sends you to go, he enables. If he calls, he equips. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the best father you can be. Hallelujah, because you're walking in all the light you have. You're the best father. You're the best spouse. There is nobody like you that can do what you can do for your own children. Amen. Be bold about yourself and what he said about you. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'm helping you, I'm helping myself. You say, but I made a mistake. Who has not? Is he your father? Has he forgiven you? Then you do not remember it again. Forgive yourself. That's for somebody. Forgive yourself and just keep walking on. Just keep walking on. He does not punish you by withholding prosperity from you. Now, I'm not talking only about money. People think prosperity is only money. The word rich or wealthy, actually the word rich, wealthy means something. The word rich means that you will not come to a position in Old English that you will not have the sufficiency to meet that need. That means you saying that you're rich, you will not encounter anything that sufficiency will not be seen. That's why he's called the many-breasted one, Jehovah Jireh. We refer to it as his name. In the Old Testament, go read it. After they've won a battle, they said they will get to a place and make an altar. Worship him and offer sacrifices. At this place, we saw Jehovah Jireh.
In other words, your thanksgiving is the greatest expression of your faith. If you're going through something, get to a place and start rejoicing. He's brought us through. He's brought us through. He's brought us through. If I were you, I'll have started rejoicing. You're looking at me. He's brought us through. 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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm about done. Do you mind if I just take 5 more minutes? I crave your indulgence. We're going to get rid of this stuff now. Whatever those cares are. Do you understand? And we all have them. Don't pretend. I have my own. Let me give you an example. I need to preach somewhere. I don't know how I'm going to get there. And I need to get home. But my itinerary just increased. And you can't just be changing flights. I was telling pastor. But I had to tell God today how I would get back to my family and leave that care. You work it out. You work it out. You work it out. You know he will. You know he will. I have to do this. You think I'm just preaching it? No. This is how we live. This is better than me coming to tell you, hey, I'm just shouting, we'll do it. What is he doing? Bring 50,000, I can elevate you. No, he doesn't. He has not asked you of money. This is what my mother, yeah. Has he asked you for cola? Has he asked you for sacrifice? All he has told you to cast your care. You're looking at me. People, this thing is easy. We do it hard. When they tell you to bring 50,000, you'll be borrowing money when he has told you to cast your cares. Why don't you do the easy one? So take whatever has been worrying you, whatever has kept you. See, the Bible says, I need to read this translation for you. You know, it says that, it says, he that keeps Israel, he said, you know, he says he never sleeps. One translation says, he is not sleepy, dizzy, or does he snooze off? Hey, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. One translation says, the Lord is my pace setter, I'm not rushing around. So you stay on your own lane. Hey, at this time in my life, I need to have 3 children. The Lord is your pace setter, you're not rushing. Let me speak a word to you suddenly, supernaturally, quickly. What has taken others decades to do, if you stay on his word, will happen for you suddenly. So take those cares, whatever you've been worried about, finances, getting a new job. Oh, I need to get the second dose on my COVID. I got 1 3 months ago. You're thinking, you shouldn't, let me just leave that alone. School fees, rent. Just put it in your hands. Father, you said I should cast it far distance from me. It's imaginary. Now you cast it far from me, I will dodge. Because I'm not. Throw it far away from you. Did you do that? Did you believe that he has it? Do you believe he has it? Do you believe he has it? Do you believe he has it? Now, if what you're trusting him for, if you're in possession of it right now, how will you react? I'd already sat down and the Holy Ghost said, you mean you're not going to pray? Every father, I want you to lift up your hands. Now watch this. You might have biological children. You might have children that are not your biological one. Your nephews that you're helping raise. Single, married, not married. You might have children, they have, you know, some of us were helping friends raise their children. You're a father figure to them. Or you have children that you're believing God for. Or you think you're going to get married sometime and you're seeing your children up far away. I received my own child 20 years before she came on the scene. Father, we bless you for every father whose hands are up. You are the expression of fatherhood to us. So we bless you for every one of them. Thank you for a special grace and anointing on them to be who and what you call them to be. We know what the world considers success or fatherhood is not what you consider. Thank you, Father, that wisdom is theirs. Understanding is theirs. Father, thank you for insight, unusual insight, to lead their households or households that they have or the households that they're influencing. Father, like the three Hebrew children, I say and speak over them that there will be none found with such skill and understanding as them. Father, they will answer corny questions. There will be a solution for the generation and community they live in. Father, they won't be weary in doing good. Resources you will bring across their paths in the name of Jesus. For the business owners, Father, Father, teach their hands how to profit. Whatever they lay their hands on to do, they will prosper. They will prosper. They will prosper. We thank you for the union they have with their spouses. Love never fails. It doesn't dissipate. It doesn't come to an end. So, Father, we thank you that you teach them, Lord, how to prefer the other in love. And because love doesn't fail, they can never fail. Your light shines through them onto a better day with every single day. Father, you bless their going and their coming. They're blessed in the city. They're blessed in the village. They're blessed going out. They're blessed coming in. Great is their peace and undisturbed composure. Father, the shalom of God, the very peace of God, will act as a garrison in their heart. So they will not be consumed by worry. They will learn to trust you, the ever sure standard of our faith. Oh, se paradima, umbra sekere ni masto. Mysteries will become clear. They will receive light and clarity every single day. When people say there is a casting down, they will boldly declare, as for me and my household, there is a lifting up. They will have what they say because they're speaking your word. They know that they have the petitions they ask of you because they ask according to your word. And if you hear them, they are guaranteed that you answer. You are Jehovah Jireh in their life. Ah, say Rebama, sickness is removed from them.
Amen.
So, devil, they are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So sickness cannot habitate any one of them.
Amen.
Growth, leave.
Amen.
Back pain, go.
Amen.
That arthritis on the left hand, it leaves you right now. Right now. Right now. Persistent migraine on the right side of you will not return after today. Yeah, that intestinal issue. You've not been able to reach some spicy things. Today is your last day. Today is the last day. Today is the last day. Oh, we give you praise. 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 And I heard this in my spirit. Go home rejoicing. Go home rejoicing. For I hear the king is in your household. And there is a shout of victory. Father, we receive that.
Hallelujah.
We receive that. We receive that. For every wife, every daughter, every niece, the men coming home, they change. They change. Why? Because the word changes. The word changes. See, faith comes by hearing, and we heard the word. Like I'm going home to mom, I go home renewed, changed.
change. Change. So we bless God for you. It's your day. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,